Today, I want to share with you the six biggest mistakes that restaurant owners make in their business and why that is costing you money, freedom, and joy in your life.
Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey everybody, my name is Ryan Gromfin. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com as well as restaurantprofitandperformance.com. Today I want to share with you those six biggest mistakes that restaurant owners make in their business and why it's costing them more money, more freedom, and more joy in their lives. So let's get right into these today. So the first mistake that I see restaurant owners make is that they create a job instead of building a business. And I call these self-employees instead of being self-employed like we all want. And what does that really mean? Well, sometimes this is a result of a poor plan at the beginning. That just means that maybe the restaurant wasn't built big enough, or maybe there wasn't enough space or enough thought put into the plan. So that way the owner could make enough money to hire a sufficient staff so that way they could have that freedom and work on the things that they want to do. So that way they're not a self-employee, but a business owner. Sometimes it's the ways in which owners execute on a daily basis. They're just spending too much time doing the things that aren't important in their business. And one thing that I want to make sure that we're aware of is that true business owners own a system that is not dependent on them. Meaning a system is duplicatable, it's replicatable, it can be managed, owned, and operated by anyone, not just someone with the experience in that particular business. When you go to sell a restaurant, you have a very limited number of buyers because only restaurant operators can operate a restaurant. But when you sell a restaurant business, you could sell to a doctor, to a lawyer, to a group of investors. You know, most of those big corporate chains that we know of are not owned by restaurant people. They're owned by investment groups because it's a business and it's set up in a way that it runs themselves. So people who understand money can buy the business and then set it up in a way that the operators can operate it. So let's look at that next big mistake that restaurant owners make, which is they work on everything except on their passions. I'm sure you've fallen victim to this. Like, the first question I like to ask is, why did you get into the business in the first place? Why did you decide to leave your job and open up your own restaurant? Chances are it probably wasn't so you could do accounting and marketing and deal with the IRS and collectors and vendors. You probably got into the restaurant business for some other reason, for some passion. Maybe it was wine or food or customers or whatever it was. But are you doing those things? Are you doing the passion projects, the things that fuel you, or the things that take away energy from you? Which I think is our next point here. Oh no, our next point is it's normal to wear many hats, which is kind of what I just said here. But you know, as a restaurant owner, you're gonna have to do marketing. You're gonna have to do bookkeeping. You're gonna have to track expenses. You're gonna have to do some of the things that we don't necessarily love to do. It's normal to wear those hats, but don't spend all of your time on that stuff. Spend your time on your passion projects, which now is that point that I thought, do more of what you're good at and love instead of what you're bad at and don't love. You know, many of us are probably familiar with a quadrant, you know, an X or a plus sign that looks like this. And in one portion of it, it's things we're good at, things we love. And then the other section is things we're good at, but we don't love. And then it's things we're bad at that we don't love and things we're bad at that we do love. And the idea is to move from the quadrant. You know, you list everything out into those different categories and then you move from the quadrant. You start outsourcing the things that you're bad at and you don't love. And then you move to the other quadrants until you're only doing the things that you're good at and you love. Now, the third mistake that I see a lot of restaurant owners make, or the third biggest mistake I see restaurant owners make, is they think they're delegating, but they're not really delegating. Let me explain what I mean by that here. So delegating is not pawning off ownership and responsibility. A lot of times I see restaurant owners who take the most important tasks in their business and they pawn them off to a manager. And then 3 months later, when that part of the business isn't doing well, they say, well, my manager's an idiot. My manager couldn't handle that. don't pawn off responsibility and don't pawn off the most important task. Just because you're delegating doesn't mean that you're ignoring. You still have to check up on things and make sure they're getting done right. A lot of times owners give up on delegating too soon, and because they end up doing it themselves anyways. They delegate out a task, it doesn't get done properly, they end up doing it themselves, and they've wasted twice the time, energy, and resources because that person had to do it, they did it wrong, and then now they have to do it again. So then they just say, my staffs are all idiots, they don't know what they're doing, I'm giving up on delegating, I'm just gonna do everything myself, and they martyr themselves into not delegating. So I wanna quickly tell you what delegating is, and you should be delegating. True delegating means you don't do the task and you don't worry about the task, but you don't ignore the task. Now, the most important part here is notice the word task shows up a lot because we don't delegate entire projects. We delegate tasks. Now, it may be 8 or 9 tasks into a project, but we delegate out the little pieces because those little pieces can have deadlines, measurable results, they can be checked up on, they're not ignored. Even if you hire a marketing company to do your marketing and you've quote unquote delegated out your marketing, that doesn't mean you ignore it and just assume they're doing a good job. You should be meeting with your marketing company on a weekly basis, if not more, to make sure that they're meeting your deadlines, to make sure that they're prepared, to make sure they're on top of things, to make sure they're getting the results that you want. You don't actually have to do the task, but you can't ignore the task or the project. Now, we only went through the first 3 of the 6 mistakes, the 6 biggest mistakes that restaurant owners make. In the next video, in part 2 of this video series, I'm gonna share with you 4, 5, and 6. Wherever it is that you're watching this video, if you're watching it on YouTube, below the video, there'll be an opportunity for you to like this video and leave some comments, or you can click and come on over to my website where there'll also be a blue button below the video that you can hit like and leave some comments or questions below. I check those comments every day. I'll be sure to get back to you as soon as I can with answers to your questions. But that's how I'm able to keep producing these great free videos for you, is by you sharing those videos, leaving questions and comments for other people to see, so that way we can keep the message going and really build this community where we're all here to help each other. My name is Ryan Gromf, and I'm with TheRestaurantBoss.com, as well as Restaurant Profit and Performance. And I want to thank you for taking the time to watch this video. I hope you avoid making these first 3 mistakes and come back next week to see what those other 3 mistakes are and how I can help you have more money, more freedom, and more joy in your business. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.